and forth between Maine Governor Janet Mills and reporters.
Excuse me. Please lower your voice, please. I'm not here to argue.
It's over reports that police across the state were alerted last month about threats made by the mass shooter. The county sheriff's office now says they were contacted by his family back in May, concerned for his well-being. As recently as September 17th, the deputy spoke to the shooter's brother, who said he would work to secure firearms the killer had access to. An alert was subsequently issued urging officers to use extreme caution, saying the man was armed and dangerous. It was canceled 1 week before the shooting rampage.
The judge has told border agents to stop cutting up the razor wire installed along the Rio Grande by the state of Texas. The story from reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Federal Judge Alia Moses ordered the border agents to stop cutting the razor wire pending the outcome of a November 7th hearing. Last week, Texas sued the Biden administration to stop the practice. The Department of Homeland Security claims it's responsible for protecting migrants from being injured, regardless of their legal status.
New research predicts cardiovascular-linked deaths caused by extreme heat are projected to double between 2036 and 2065. Study lead author Dr. Sameed Katana is an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Pennsylvania.
That increase is expected to be greater amongst non-Hispanic Black adults compared to non-Hispanic white adults.